We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yesterday, or not yesterday, last week, of course, the Eddie Van Halen passed away. The great, you know, lead guitar player for Van Halen did some unbelievable great things as a guitar player, did the main riff on the song Beat It. Anyway, so he wasn't their front man. The front man was David Lee Roth and then later Sammy Hagar. So Gov had this idea about taking it into a different direction.
Yeah, so it was a week ago today that he passed away, and we've been sitting on this, just haven't been able to get to it. And I don't know, when I heard about this, I was like, man, he seemed young. I didn't know he had cancer. And I'm by no means a music snob. I know my stuff a little bit, but, mm-hmm. I mean, there's people would blow me away with their knowledge. But when I heard this, I'm like, when I think of, if somebody just spot on and said to me, who's the best non-front man ever in music history, I would jump, this would be one of the names I would jump out with, Eddie Van Halen. When I was growing up, it was my wheelhouse years. MTV had came out and they had Jump and Panama, and he was the only guitarist that I knew. Like, I knew who David Lee Roth was, obviously, but he was the only guitarist I knew. And then it was eventually, you know, like an Ace Frehley from Kiss. And then later on, and this will, I'm drawing a blank here. Tommy Lee.
All right.
So, oh, yeah.
But I was just curious, like, if I would just jump at you and I were to say, who's the best non-front man in music history in a band, who would you say?
In music history? Keith Richards.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be hard to argue that. Yeah. If we're talking about...
In history, yeah.
Yeah.
See, your favorite? I don't know. 248-539-9797. Who is the best non-front man? And then you're not just talking about like say a great drummer, a great bass player. It's somebody who, you know, everybody knows, but he's not like the lead singer. He's not the front man, per
Jimmy
se.
Jimmy Page?
Yeah, that's one.
Yes.
Yeah, because Zeppelin.
Because Robert Plant was the lead singer. Yeah.
I mean, you can't really say Jimi Hendrix because he was...
Right.
He was the experience. Was, yeah, he was everything.
Dueling, and there's others that are like that as well.
Clapton. Right. You can't say him. I would, you know, and here's one that is, it kind of falls into both categories because he was solo and he was with a group, but I saw him live and he was amazing, amazing musician, Neil Young.
Yeah, but I'm going to say.
He borders on it though too.
Yeah, but
he?
It was Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, but he was, I mean, I don't, I think they were all kind of equal, weren't they though?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say he separated himself from any of those groups. I mean, a name that you probably don't hear very much, and I don't necessarily know that he would be a, I don't know, not front man, but Angus Young, AC/DC.
Yeah. That's a great one.
That is a good one. What about, and like I said, 248-539-9797, what about, what's his face, Joe Perry, Aerosmith?
Yeah.
Right?
That's
because Tyler's the front man, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They don't like each other, do they?
No.
I love that.
That happens a lot.
The riffs and bands. It's what started that? It's fame. It's just fame going.
The funniest thing is like when the Police came back. It's like Sting, which one it was. It was Andy or the other one. They don't talk to each other. Like they have separate entrances when they walk on the stage. It's like they play. It's like crazy.
Obviously, maybe bands need to have like a coach, like more like in sports, like not, I know they got their manager, but they let that, they do whatever they want. Like they need somebody that can contain like the chaos.
Well, that's why you have, like, in big bands with, like, four or five members, the other guys, the lesser guys, sometimes have to be the buffer.
Right. Yes, yeah.
You know?
Here's another one. Let's see. What was his first name? May. Brian May.
Brian May of Queen.
Yeah, Queen, yeah.
Great one.
Yeah.
And, look, for my own personal taste, different instrument, Clarence Clemens sax.
Oh, yeah.
For Bruce.
Uh-huh. See, those are the ones that I like. I thinking outside, like, who's the best, pianist or whatever. Like, you can't Billy Joel's the front
right,
man.
Right,
so,
yeah. Yeah, that's because Billy Joel. Right.
Right. What about Slash? I think that would be somebody's answer.
It actually is. No. Let's go to Cody in Auburn Hills. What's up, Cody?
Yeah, I think he just said it, but, I mean, I'd have to go with Keith Richards number one, but Slash and Guns N' Roses got to be up there.
Oh, there's no doubt about mm-hmm. it. Absolutely, yeah.
Andy had a cool name.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, well, you know, if you think about it, Axl's a cool name too, right?
That's a good point.
Yeah, only Slash showed up on time though. Slash knew how to wear a watch, unlike Axl. Uh-huh. Let's go to Mike and Celine. You're on 97 on the ticket.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have to go with George Harrison.
Yes, great one.
Mm-hmm.
Great one.
Good backup singer, good guitar player.
Yeah, great guitar player.
Yeah.
And, you know, and his solo career wasn't bad either. But yes, George Harrison, he was the quiet Beatle.
Here's one that I think Stoney would love, but I obviously way, way up there for me. And I think Rieger, too, would be Tom Morello.
Oh, Rage Against the Machine, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tom, when Steve Van Zandt went away, he took over and toured with Bruce, and it was great. His version of Tom Joad is unbelievable. He's a great guitar player. That's a really good one. Let's go to Livonia and say good morning to David. What's up?
Hey, Stoney. How you guys doing, John?
Good.
Hey, I was listening there, and you guys had mentioned a couple that I thought of, but what about Lars, the drummer from Metallica?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the
first drummer, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who's better, him or the lead singer, but, you know, they're one and the same almost.
Yeah, Hatfield's the lead singer, right?
Yeah, of course. I'm just saying. Who's the first,
right.
He's like the manager, so, but, anyhow, yep, that's what I was thinking of.
All right, thanks for the call. Do appreciate it. Speaking of drummers, Ernie in St. Clair Shores, what's up?
Hello there.
Hi, Ernie.
I had two of them. Hi there. I had two of them. I mean, again, one was Neil Peart.
Oh, yeah. Late but great Neil Peart, mm-hmm. Rush.
Yeah, you go see the band, that's who you look at, you know, for the most part.
Right, because Geddy is the front man, got most of the publicity, but the real Rush fans knew how great Neil Peart was.
Absolutely. And the other one I was thinking of was you go see him as a Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers. Bass player.
Yeah, because yeah. What? Chad? Who would Chad Smith be the front man?
Yeah. Chad Smith was the drummer.
All right.
Anthony Keating is the lead. Not Keating.
It's Kiedis, right?
Kiedis.
Yeah.
They made an appearance, or at least Kiedis did, in Point Break, by the way. It was a great cameo.
I remember that.
Remember the punks on the beach?
Uh-huh.
I just love any movie that has presidential heads as masks. It's like one of the greatest things in the world.
Yeah.
It's like George Washington University in D.C. They're the Colonials, but their mascot, I don't know if it still is, but when I was in school, because that was one of our rivals, was this huge George Washington head. And, you know, it's just pretty cool to see George Washington on the sidelines at a basketball game. All right, we're soliciting the best non-frontman in music history because of the death of Eddie Van Halen a week ago. And Larry texted me, and he had a great one that I can't believe we missed so far.
Who's that?
Pete Townsend.
How did we not?
I mean... He is kind of out front, but he's not the front man because Roger Daltrey, for the most part, is the lead singer for most of the songs. So I didn't
say him because I didn't want to steal more thunder. Allowing people to call in or text.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Scott in Garden City. What's up?
Good morning, Heather, Stoney, John. Hey, I know that Henley and Fry were the frontmen, but Don Fingersfelder wrote that lick for Hotel California, and then they wouldn't give him a chance to sing or to to do anything. And I think he was unsung for as a front man.
The Eagles documentary, you know, those guys, you talk about dysfunction. Man, oh man, that was crazy. But if he was, you know, he was right up there, but I wouldn't put him in the class of some of the other ones we've had right here. Sam in Detroit, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How are you doing this morning? Pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, you?
I'm all right, man. Hey, he's not on the same level as some of the guys that you already said today, but I was going to say Dave Navarro from Jane's Addiction.
It's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I agree with your assessment. He's not up there with some of the other guys, but
Derek Harrison or anything like that. But you know, he was pretty. I mean, a lot of people know him more than Perry Farrell. So
yeah,
that's true. Mm-hmm. Now, John, I know this is one of your favorites. This might be controversial, but because you played for the Redskins, where does the I'll call him the Native American. Where's the Native American from the Village People? Where does he fall? the cop
the y,
got
the, M, what, the C or the A.
Wasn't the cop? The cop was the front man. Glenn in Detroit. How you doing, Glenn?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm doing great. Thank you. To me, it's going to be the Edge from you two.
Yes.
Great guitarist. One. Most of the writing credits are with him and Bono together. He plays the piano backup. We'll substitute on bass for some songs when certain situations come up, but does lead sing on a couple of songs. So I'm going with the Edge.
All right, that's a pretty good one. All right, here we go with I believe this is Tim in Sterling Heights. What's up, Tim?
Hey, not much. I was going to say Gene Simmons. He's not the front man. Paul Stanley's the front man. I mean, he shoots fire from his mouth. So, I mean, he's not the front man. Paul's the front man.
Well, that, you know what?
Yeah.
You're correct. But you could have Ace in there too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. All right, thanks for
you guys want to watch a cheesy movie and just waste time for no reason, there was this movie made that Kiss was in like back in the late 70s, early 80s. I can't even think of the name of it. Watch it. It's unbelievable that was even made. It's just so cheesy.
Let's say good morning to Mike and Howell.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good.
I got two. John Giles from the Jake Giles Band was the lead guitarist.
Oh, because Peter Wolfe was the front man.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Carlos Santana, he was the guitarist. He didn't sing. Everybody knows the band Santana.
He didn't sing at all.
No, he wasn't ever a lead singer.
Well, who sang? Who you got those evil ways, baby?
That was bad, but he doesn't sing it.
You're a black magic woman. I always thought it was Carlos. I thought Carlos sang.
I had him on my list, but I thought he was the front man.
Yeah. I never knew that. Did not know that. Greg in St. Clair Shores, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, what about Joe Walsh?
Joe Walsh, I think, somebody mentioned the Eagles before. Yeah. Joe Walsh, I think.
Eagles and James Gang.
That's right, the James Gang. Oh, what was the song he did? Was it him solo, Walk Away? Was that with him or the James Gang, or was it him solo? You know what song I'm talking about? Walk away.
Sure. Wasn't a real big fan until I saw the Eagles.
Okay.
And here's one for you that from the past that not too many people know about, but if you read your album credits, Billy Preston.
Billy Preston, people were calling him the fifth Beatle.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If you read the fine print on a lot of the albums, the rock albums, from the early 70s, late 60s, you'll see his name a lot.
He did a ton of session work, no doubt about it. Mark, you're a 97-1 the ticket.
Yeah, I believe Stevie Ray Vaughan should be in that category.
Okay.
He opened up for David Bowie, Blue Shoes, and then he came his own.
But who was he was the front man.
Yeah,
he was
the
Stevie
guy.
Ray Vaughan.
Was
it wasn't
guy,
a band.
Well, not at the beginning, but he was brought up by David Bowie.
Okay.
Yeah.
He played in the – I didn't realize he played with Bowie, or was he the opening act for Bowie? I don't know the answer to that. Yeah. Mark in Pontiac, what's going on?
Hey, you know, I got one. I can't believe no one's mentioned it yet. Tony Iommi from Black Sabbath.
Yeah, we talked about it off the air.
There's one more that I'm surprised nobody's brought up. But yeah, Tony Iommi, and I was remembering obviously Iron Man and the start to that. I thought that was just, I couldn't believe I couldn't remember that one either.
He created his, you know, the entire metal sound, and he did it after losing the tips of his fretboard fingers.
Yeah. Wow. That's yes. Pretty impressive. All right, let's do a real, we have three more we'll do real quick, okay? Jeff in Brighton, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
Good. I'm going with David Gilmour from Pink Floyd.
That is a very good one.
Mm-hmm.
That mm-hmm. is, so, because Roger Waters would be the frontman.
Yep.
Yep.
Thanks, Jeff. Damn right. Let's go to John. What's up, John?
Good morning, guys. I'm going to go with a very underrated guitarist, Neil Sean, with Santana and Journey.
Okay. Yeah, he was the one. Didn't he marry that girl, that woman who like tried to crash parties or something like that?
Yeah.
At the White House. Yeah.
Some issues there.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Steve.
He was a great guitarist.
Yes. And because Steve Perry, obviously, the front man from Journey. All right. Let's take two more. Dave in Westland, what's up?
I got two. Phil Collins from Genesis. And I got Ray Manzarek from The Doors.
Ray Manzarek's a good one. Mm-hmm. Now, with Phil Collins, I'd almost consider him the front man, even though he was in the back being a drummer. Who would be the front man of Genesis if not Phil Collins?
I can't remember the guy's name.
From Mike and the Mechanics, that guy?
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
You think Genesis, you think.
You think Phil Collins, right?
Phil Collins.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, last one. Calvin and Grosse Pointe, what's going on?
Oh, not much, sir. I'd like to nominate Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac is a name of a band.
Right. Stevie Nicks was the singer, though.
Okay, so who's the best? So you're talking about Mick Fleetwood or Lindsey Buckingham, then?
I think Mick Fleetwood led the band, but he wasn't the front
man. Okay, you're right. Yes,
band.
Yeah, but you said Fleetwood Mac. You didn't say Mick Fleetwood. That's why I got confused a little bit.
Apologies.
Yeah, it's okay. But yeah. Mick Fleetwood now, he's the front man of everything with the Dreams.
Yes.
Thanks to the TikTok guy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And there's one I can't believe nobody's right. brought up.
Who?
Billy Gibbons. ZZ Top.
Because maybe a lot of people never heard of Billy Gibbons.
Wow. I got another one. Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains.
LaGrange?
Okay. Yeah. All right, people that Peter Gabriel would be the front man for Genesis.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that.
I could see that, too.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.